bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Joe Montone.
Good day, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison, with your host, Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. I want to take a moment to thank our listening audience for tuning in with us each week. And also I want to thank Frank Eliason for producing our program and for Dale and Jane Meyer for all their support of our program for many years. And so with that, I want to say welcome to the month of November. And it is the fall season, and the temperature is starting to, go down into the 30s and 40s. So I hope that you're prepared for the Thanksgiving and holiday season upcoming, and that you're preparing for a new year, which will be here just in about 8 weeks. So with that, our program today is going to be focused on your action plan for the future. And we all need a plan of action for the future, and this is important. Like a flight plan for aviators or pilots who are going cross-country or international flying, they must have a plan for their navigation. How are they going to go from point A to point B, and how much fuel will be required, the fuel planning as part of it? You know, this is important. How long will it take to get there? When will I arrive? And if I'm on course, I'll hit my checkpoints all along the way. And so with an action plan for the future, we want to set some short-term and long-term goals. And it's key. Remember, this program is geared for people in transition, people who are looking to grow in their lives in any way, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, educationally, residentially, in married life. Growth and success is what this program is all about. Hence, we have the WINGS program for 28 years, winning ideas, nurturing growth and success. But you and I, my friends, must have an action plan for the future. Most people don't plan on failing. They fail to plan. I'll say it again. Most people don't plan on failing. We don't wake up and leave the house to go on a job interview or take an exam and plan on failing the exam or the interview. We have to prepare well and to plan ahead. So the action plan for the future is key. And it's got to be, you know, something that's realistic. We make no goals unless they're realistic, but they're also inspiring goals, things that they elevate us. They help us to get up in the morning and get excited about what we're about to do. Because if the goal isn't exciting, if it's not going to, you know, inspire me to get out of bed, to turn off the television, to get showered, shaved, and dressed, and move forward, to be there on time, it may not be worth it in the first place. So we have to set some realistic goals that inspire you and I. And they must have a date of completion. Never make a goal without a date of completion, because it's really like a dream that will never come to fruition. We've got to see it on the table. And we've got to have a starting point and an ending point. Like an airplane going from point A to point B, a departure airport. It will arrive, and at the end of that destination, that flight ends. And so we've got a departure time and an arrival time. Hence, in the action plan for the future for you and I, we've got to have some starting points. And you can make a plan that will incorporate many things. In the WINGS program, we look at priorities in life as being very important. So an action plan for the future in my relationship with God, first and foremost. Where do I want to be with my Creator, with our Lord Jesus Christ, with our Father in heaven, with the Holy Spirit? Where would I like to be 1 week from today, 1 month from today, 1 year from today? If I want to be in a different place, a better place, then I have to make some changes, set some standards. I've got to continue to grow because we don't want to stagnate or regress. The action plan requires action, positive action in the 168, the total time available in 1 week, which is 168 hours. So we want to have an action plan that includes, you know, a relationship with God that's growing, succeeding like a flower that blossoms. And we want it to be exciting every day. We want it to be new. So we've got to do our part to seek out God. And, you know, God says this. He says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. This comes from the Word of God, from the Gospel of Matthew. Very powerful. But we want a plan of action that's, you know, interesting, exciting, something that helps us to be inspired each and every day. We want to set some goals, both short-term and long-term, for ourselves personally. For our education, are we growing? Are we satisfied with what we're doing, where we are in our lives? Or are we in a job that we know we are dissatisfied in? We have no peace of mind in that job. We get no joy out of the job. We're just doing it just for to earn a living. And that's okay, but can we do better? Can we strive to do better by going back to school to get more education, which could never hurt you? Education, you know, in the trades, plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, education in the area of driving, getting a CDL license, getting a limousine license. If you've never gotten your high school diploma, going back for a GED, you know, and that's a great goal education-wise. If you'd like to start a business, going back to school and taking some business courses. If you never had a business, isn't it worthwhile to go back to school and to learn a little bit about management and marketing and accounting and payroll? Isn't it worthwhile to go back and to learn from the professionals who've done it? You know, studying people who've had successful businesses and studying those who went out of business to learn what not to do. So there's a lot of education that we really need to, you know, we need to seek out. And once again, the Lord will help us. If we go to the Lord and ask for his help, the Lord will not let us down. Man will let us down, but the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's from the Word of God. The Lord has never let me down. We can let ourselves down, and other people will let us down, but the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven, our Holy Spirit who lives within, will never guide us and direct us the wrong way to go. In fact, if we seek out the Lord and ask him for his help, God will do it better than we can ever design that business or that life or that action plan. So we want to pray right now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we call out to you now in thanksgiving with reverence and deep respect that you enlighten the Holy Spirit within us and give us the guidance and direction to do all that we can as we create this action plan for the future to help to motivate us and educate us to move in the right directions into the direction that you would have us go. Help us to make great choices and wise decisions. Father God, let every decision be rooted in the word that you present through the Bible. The basic instructions that you have provided through the Word of God. Allow us to use that as a source of all great decisions within our lives. And as we form this action plan for the future, we want your hand to be in it and to guide us every step of the way. We pray that our Blessed Mother Mary will light the way and that the Holy Spirit will guide us each and every step. But Lord, that you will walk with us. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are present, and we are grateful for that. We ask this today through the intercession of our Holy Family and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you put that prayer before the Lord, my friends, because we're calling out for assistance in the development of an action plan for the future, the immediate and not too distant future. We're working with a gentleman right now at SCI Rockville who presented in one of his writing assignments a 2-year plan and a 5-year plan, and we took the best of each plan and we made it into a 1-month plan. The first month that he comes home, exactly what is he going to do? The first week, the second week, the third week, the fourth week. So we are creating a trend of positive habit patterns that include this action plan to be worked. And we want to work that plan. Again, most people don't plan on failing. They fail to plan. So we're planning for the future. And with this individual, that plan incorporates many things. And so we talked about the plan and setting goals for your relationship with God and for yourself, educationally, mentally, physically, spiritually. Are you putting time in for your physical health, your diet and physical health, your exercise, things you enjoy, sports, coming into your plan of action? And with that, we move forward to the mental stimulation. What are we doing mentally? We talked about education, but also some other things that you may enjoy mentally. Music, that brings you peace. The Word of God, that brings you peace. And other things that basically motivate you. Reading things that you enjoy, things you like or love to do. Very important. In this plan of action, we also have things related to family life. Time for my wife, my children, my grandchildren. Time for you and your family at the dinner table. Quality time. Not 5 minutes, but quality time to sit and talk, to share, to offer a blessing at the table, to teach the children the right way to go while you're in the home. Time with the family in church. Quality time, my friends. Resting as you get sleep. Quality time for grooming and eating and taking a day off or a weekend away, a vacation. It's important. So we have in this action plan for the future, as we go down the list, first and foremost, goals set for God and you. Goals set for you in many areas. Spiritual goals, mental, physical, financial, educational, residential. That's important. One of the terms that is used by a lot of our men in the WINGS program in prison is that when they come home, they need to get a crib. They need to get a place of their own, but they refer to it as a crib. And very often I will make the correction that a crib is for babies. You're a man. You're in your 20s or 30s or 40s. It's time that we buy a home and have space and privacy, and we move forward to enjoy that space and privacy as men. and build a strong family. You can't buy a family. It takes years to build. Got to make the right decisions. We've got to choose the right person. And that's where God comes in once again. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Who is it that you want in your life? Have you asked God for help in finding the right woman, the right man? We can go on and pick the wrong person every day of the week for 30 days. But if we pray, and if God wants it to be, God will bring you your wife, the woman who's right for you. Now, not everybody's called to the married life because the Word of God says it. Some people are called to the single life, some to the married life, and some to the religious life. But whatever your state in life is, whatever your calling is, you want to be in tune with your Creator, with our Lord Jesus Christ, with our Father in heaven. We want to be lined up with what He says to do and not to do, but we want to be with the right person who's right for us. And marriage takes work. It can be a blessing and a burden. It's always a blessing, but sometimes can be challenging. Requires great patience. Just recently, we were talking about the anger management in the WINGS program. And how do we deal with anger? Something that will cause you to be arrested and serve prison time. So we have to have a strategy for avoidance. Some of our men, you know, acknowledge that they need to do better where anger is concerned. Handling it better. Walking away. Remaining silent. Taking a jog, a run. Going to the gym. Instead of engaging in a physical confrontation with your husband or wife. Anger management's important. And even the Lord gets angry. The Word of God says, you know, divine anger lasts only a moment, but divine favor lasts a lifetime. And that's where we want to be. We want to be on that side with our Lord, but with also other people. We want to be in a favorable position, not an angry position. We don't want to offer anger in the 168, Monday to Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We want to be at peace. There'll be moments when we are tested, but we've got to get back into that divine favor once again. And, you know, as we plan for the future, this action plan requires exactly that, action. There can be no success if we're lazy. If we're not given 100%, if we're given 10%, 50%, it's probably not going to come to fruition. It's not going to work out. You and I have to give more. We have to give our all. And God gives us only one life to live. And only so many years, so many days of life. It's all temporary, so we have to give 100% and do the very best. But we want to incorporate God into this as we seek the direction we want to go. This is important. And as we continue on this action plan, we want to focus also on work. So it's, you know, God, you, family, and then work. What are your goals for work? Are you happy in your work? Do you need to change jobs? Do you need to go back to school to get a new license, a new certification? Are you bored? I had a friend of mine who was a lawyer in New York, always wanted to be a lawyer, went to school for many years, at 25 years old was a lawyer, and working, and in his late 20s, he hated being a lawyer. So he went back to school and he got a teaching certification, became a teacher in a high school, and enjoys it very much. So you've got to find what it is that you really enjoy. And don't stop pursuing things that you enjoy, because they will bring you exactly that, joy in your life. Very important. But as we set these goals for work, we want to realize that, you know, we don't want to be out of balance. In the WINGS program, balance is very important, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So your mental balance is directly linked to your work. If you're putting in 40 to 55 hours a week, that's what we recommend in the WINGS program, depending on your situation. But if you're working 70 to 80, 90 hours a week, and you're out of balance because you're spending too much time working, neglecting the family, neglecting your children. And this is important that we recognize, you know, that there are limitations. You'll be more prone to stress, heart attack, stroke. And we need a strategy to avoid heart attack, stroke, diabetes. And by taking care of our physical health with exercise and diet and keeping our work life in balance, 40 to 55 hours a week, we have a better chance of living a long life. Conversely, when you're overloaded and under high stress, you're prone to strokes, heart attacks, and we have to avoid these kinds of things, which will change your life dramatically. So this is important. But once again, in the area of work, we want to prepare. We want to get that resume uploaded and updated and get that, book with all of the letters of reference from previous employers, certifications from universities and colleges, diplomas. We want to have, again, letters of reference that make you, you know, look attractive. These are important as we prepare to go forward on that job interview, which could be one day, 1 hour, it could be 3 days, depending on, where you're going. I remember going on a job interview that was 3 days, and it was a three-day flight many years ago with the Singer Corporation flying a Jetstar. And it was an amazing three-day interview. And it's a great flight, beautiful airplane. And I just tell you that when you're on a three-day interview in an airplane, you can be identified in many ways. And you kind of get to know people very, very well. But that was the interview. In the airline industry, they have two- or three-day interviews today. They're very comprehensive. And in some agencies, they do the same, you know, but people want to sit down. Sometimes they take you to lunch. They want to see, you know, if you're a good person, as well as a good pilot, a good employee. This is important. So preparing in all respects, physically, mentally, spiritually, educationally, for these upcoming work opportunities is key. But when you do arrive at the position you like, you want to give 100% so that you can be promoted, you can advance, and you're not stagnating or regressing. But you have to give 100%, not 50%. We're not looking to get in the door and then to just coast. You know, as the airplane takes off, it climbs up to cruise altitude, but it uses takeoff power. And as we get started, as you and I get started looking for jobs, job hunting, we've got to give 100% power. We can't go out the door at 50% power and expect good things to happen every day. We've got to give 100%. So you have to look in the mirror, my friends, and take a look and see whether or not you're giving 100%. You know, if you're out of work or you're in transition and you haven't worked in a year or 2 years and you're stagnating, you've got to take a stock of yourself and lift yourself out of that situation by giving more effort, 100% effort, so that good things will happen. And this is This is the message, you know, today in the Wings program. As we prepared an action plan for the future, we leave no stone unturned. We really want to, you know, invite God to come in to help us to get the right job. But when we get there, we've got to get up early, arrive early, be on time, do a good job, show that we have a good work ethic. You know, today people are paid not to work. And as a result, we've got a lot of shortage in restaurants and corporations and government agencies. And there's all kinds of problems because of the work ethic that's been identified as weakened because of stimulus checks and long-term unemployment checks. You know, that doesn't help the world we live in to get stronger. We just become more dependent on other people, especially the government who issues those checks. In the Wings program, we do just the reverse, where we prepare for our manhood, our captainship, as providers of necessities for the family, for our children, our grandchildren. We do all that we can. We give 100%. We don't go the reverse and just stay home and wait for that check to come and just, you know, talk on the phone or watch TV all day or just play around in the garden. You know, God calls us to use the talents that we have and to give 100%. And he wants us to use those talents. You know, God giveth, and sometimes he'll take it away. So we have to be careful to use everything that God gives us so that we can, in the end of our lives, and show that we've done well with what God, you know, has given us, you know. And to those who much has been given, much will be expected of. So this is important. But as we continue with that plan of action after work, we're looking at community service and giving back to the community. And we prepare that action plan with 1 to 2 hours a week of things we like to do or love to do for the community. Make a list of things that you would like to do for the community to help people. To help your neighbors, to help the church, to help, anyone in need, single parent homes, kids who have no families, kids from incarcerated parents. Whatever you can do to help is going to be a beautiful thing, giving back to the community, and God will bless you for it. He says, whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me. My friends, that's our show for today. We're just coming up on the end of our program. I want to thank you for tuning in with Finding God in Prison here at Holy Spirit Radio. Have a great day and God bless. I want to thank you once again. God bless you. Take care.